When my son said that he would leave you his peace, a peace that the world cannot give, he was speaking of a supernatural peace that supersedes everything the human mind can comprehend. That is because the peace he spoke of arises out of my life and my nature and my character. That peace is in this place now. And there are those of you who are receiving a refreshing in your spirit and in your soul of this peace. And it's something that you have been looking for so long, so very long. And you're experiencing it because the atmosphere created by worship has opened a door of your heart for me to begin to release into you this peace. There are those of you in this room this moment wishing that you could have this when you go back home. And I say unto you, not only am I not a respecter of persons, but I am not a respecter of places. If you will worship me at home, you can have what you are experiencing now. I will touch you in your home, in your car. I will touch you in the same way that I am touching you here. I will make myself so real to you that you will not doubt my love for you. You will know that I have a divine plan for your life. And you will fall deeper in love with me. I say to you, do not think that what you're feeling and experiencing now can only be had in Tulsa in these conferences. For I said that I would inhabit the praises of my children. You are my child, and I will tangibly inhabit your praise when you open your heart and release what already exists in there. So know this, you are not here by accident. You are here in part to be trained how to know me as your loving Father in a way that you have never understood. My intention is to use this week to release a complete refreshing in all areas of your life and send you back home renewed and re-strengthened in your walk with me. So take every moment of these services seriously and know that even when the services end, I will continue to work in you to will and to do of my good pleasure, says the Lord.